Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I help you?
I was just wondering, I got a charge on my credit card bill from this number, and I do not recall buying anything. I was wondering what company this is and what I bought.
Okay, what's your zip code?
62477.
Thank you. And can you verify your first and last name for me today?
Sue Wern.
Okay, thank you for that. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
What's the name of this company anyway?
With their first name.
I'm sorry, you're.
Yeah, we're third-party processing. So,
hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Can you verify your address, please, for security purposes?
I was just trying to answer or figure out what the name of this company is.
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't hear what I said.
No, it's so scratchy, I can't hear anything. I think we got a bad connection.
Oh, wow. Well, I said we are a third-party call center with just over 100 different companies, but we don't have an actual name. But I'm pulling up your account to where you were charged from. I just need you to verify your address.
It's West Union, Illinois, 62477.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I do show an account with you, and it looks like on June the 7th, you all pay shipping and handling $5.74. You entered a contest to win a KitchenAid.
And I got charged for it. Yeah, it was supposed to cost me $2, and now it cost me $56.95.
Yeah, so with that, the customer could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes to win this KitchenAid. And the terms and the condition for that, it does tell you that you will have a monthly subscription for a discount club. In the terms and the condition, it tells you that you will be in a discount club that will help you keep entering this contest until you win a KitchenAid. And you will receive a $100 gift card in your email for the Gadgets Club.
No, I want this. I want this stopped now, and I want that charge reversed because I did not agree to any of that.
Well, when you did enter the contest, that's when it's all together, ma'am. So the company has a refund policy, but it's a 35% refund that I can help you out with today.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry, but that's bullshit. Yeah, that's a big scam. It is. It is a big freaking scam.
Yeah, man.
I'll call my credit card company. I'll call my credit card company, and I'll get it taken off of there.
All right. Well,
I will,
and
they'll go after them.
Yeah, they'll just give us a call. They're gonna call us. We deal with the accounts for the company, so they'll just call us, and we still have to verify that this was a valid charge.
There was nothing in that writing that said anything about no.
Well, you have to read the terms and the conditions very carefully because they are there.
I always
want to
read this line for. Yeah. You're right. Learning curve. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, have a great day.
Did I what?
I was asking, did you want to continue with the refund process? Is at least you'll be guaranteed.
No, I'll just call my credit card company and say this is a scam.
But you don't want to do that because you already charged we already charged you. Your credit card company is just going to give us a call to verify did you make these charges, so it's not going to be refunded. We have these calls every day.
Yeah, my credit card company will, because I've been with this company forever, and they don't let anybody get by with this crap.
Okay. All righty. Have a great day.
What's your name?
My name is Sateria.
Can you spell that?
It'll be on your account, ma'am, when you call me.
Okay, Sateria?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.